The new poll on children's health is out from C.S. Mott Children's Hospital. This national poll, taking a national sample of parents of kids 0 to 18 years old and asking them about the storage and disposal of expired and leftover medicine. Joining me to talk about it is Sarah Clark. She is the Mott Poll co-director. Sarah, we all know that medicine in the home can be very dangerous for young children. Overall, what did you find out as to what parents are thinking about that and doing about it?
The first thing we found out was that there are a lot of homes that have leftover or expired medicine kind of sitting around, right? The vast majority, over 80% of parents in this poll said they had either expired medicine or like over-the-counter medicine or leftover prescription medicine. So just the fact that it's there is a risk. And we really think about it in two ways. For the young ones, it's a risk of accidental poisoning. Kids get into stuff. They don't know what it is. The bottle shakes. It seems fun. Sometimes the pills are colored. And so that's that risk. When we think about the teens and even the young adults, the risk is more diversion, experimenting with what it feels like to take substances. And so we don't want to have medication lying around unnecessarily in either situation.
So we're looking at a couple of issues here. First of all, just having the medicine there so that kids might access it. And secondly, also expired medicine, which, you know, often can accumulate in anyone's medicine cabinet in their bathroom. So let's take a look at these issues just overall and what parents had in their homes.
Mm-hmm. So with the expired medicine, nearly everybody had over-the-counter medicine in their home, either for themselves or for their children. And not everybody checks regularly to kind of go through and see, okay, what's expired or not. And frankly, for a lot of people, when they find out is when they go to that medicine cabinet because someone in the family is having some symptoms. And so they find out, you know, sort of at the last minute, that's when parents have a decision on, do I give a medication and over-the-counter medicine, even though it might be expired, or do I go out and buy a new package? And that's what we found here was that in a lot of cases, parents were comfortable giving medicine that was a little, you know, a month, 3 months, something like that, past its expiration date.
Yeah, and this is a confusing problem with food and so many items because we don't have a national system for these kinds of things. It's very hard to discern what that means exactly. It would be nice to know, is it truly expired then? Do you actually have some leeway or not? And I'm not certain there is any kind of standard on that, or am I wrong about that?
So the expiration date is set by the manufacturer as that date where they can guarantee maximum effectiveness and safety. But it's not a cliff, right? Where one day past the expiration date, all of a sudden, it's not going to work and it's going to be unsafe. Really, the big thing is, as you get further past that expiration date, particularly the effectiveness will go down. So when you're looking in your cabinet and you find something way in the back that's, you know, 3 years expired, 5 years expired, that's very likely that that medicine is not going to be as effective for treating those symptoms as it would have been. Probably not the same case when we're talking about just a couple of months expired.
It's interesting that in the Mott poll this month, that 15% of the parents polled say that they would, I guess, 1 year or more give kids the medicine, even though it was past a year or more. That's a little surprising. But those who said they would never do that, 37%, is actually reassuring. I would have thought most parents would have not given it past the expiration date. But maybe sometimes you're just desperate. You've got a sick child. You can't get out. And you've got this medicine. You hope it works.
Or parents are getting to be a little savvier about what does that expiration date really represent. And you're right. It is the same thing with food,
yeah,
where, you know, there's an expiration date, but, you know, so again, if it's just a short amount of time, I feel like it's a reasonable decision for parents to be thinking about, right? Do I need to act now to deal with these symptoms? Or because sometimes it's just not feasible. It's 11 o'clock at night, the store's closed, or some other situation where it really is more of a decision. I want to be fair to parents in this situation. And I think maybe more people just know a little bit more about what that expiration date does and does not mean.
Well, I have to admit, I have some expired medicine in my cabinet that I've been taking. And I just today ordered some fresh medicine to have if I need it. But, you know, when you don't use it that often, it's hard not to want to take it when it's needed. In my case, it's Tums. And, so.
And you said something that's really important, which is limit what comes into your house as a strategy to limit how much medicine you have lying around, right? So even though you think, wow, if I buy the supersize package of this, right? Because it's a better, you think,
yeah,
it's a better value. And if realistically your family isn't going to use 200 of whatever it is, then it's not such a great value, because then you're sitting there with a bunch of expired medicine. Then you have to dispose of it. And that's the other important thing that we looked at in this poll was, do parents understand the safest way to dispose of expired and leftover medicine?
Well, let's talk about that, because I think it's, again, very confusing for anyone to understand what they're supposed to do when medicine is expired and you want to dispose of it. You don't know quite what to do. I know that police departments have those big red barrels. You can take the meds there and put them in. But again, that's a trip. You know, you've got to actively do that. And most people, I assume, are just throwing medicine in the garbage can. What did you find out?
So safest way, you're right, is to take it somewhere. And it's really helpful for parents and frankly, all of us to know our options. Where are drop boxes? Whether it's at a police station or a pharmacy or a hospital or a doctor's office. There's also twice a year, the DEA has these take back events. One's coming up this Saturday, October 29th, where there are places in the community where people can take back medicine. So that's always the best way. If you're going to throw medicine in the garbage, the experts really recommend to first mix it with something like coffee grounds or kitty litter. What you want to do is have it be unattractive to somebody that might be going through it, whether it's a kid or a pet or anyone who finds it, and then put it in a sealed bag so it doesn't seep out, toss it in the garbage. They recommend not to flush it into the water supply, whether that's the toilet or the sink. And, you know, 3/4 of our parents said that they were confused about what is the right way to dispose of medicine. And I don't blame them. I think it is confusing.
I had a doctor once tell me that kitty litter, some property in kitty litter, actually can diffuse or negate medicines when you put it in there. It's not just that it would be unattractive to someone, but that it actually does something to that medicine.
I don't actually know about that, but it sounds good. In other cases, you can put water or do something else if it's pills to kind of dissolve it and make it less active. So it does kind of depend what risk you're guarding against. Are
right.
you just making sure that nobody gets into it, or if, you know, people find it? You don't want to perpetuate that risk of somebody getting a hold of the medicine,
yeah,
and taking it.
And
any strategy to make it unappealing for that purpose.
Right. And to your point about the water, though, you want to not put that down the drain. You don't want to get that into our water system. It's amazing when they test the water, what they find in it in the way of these kinds of over-the-counter drugs. You know, I know people like to do things for the ease of it, but you got to be really concerned about it when it comes to these drugs.
And I think we're on the early end of that type of research. We now know that it does get into the water, but we're really on the early end of kind of discovering, well, what does that do? And again, as we found in this report, it is a lot of medicine. There are a lot of people out there who have medicine that they ultimately dispose of.
How concerned are parents about children getting into the medicine cabinet and taking things, either because it looks pretty, or in the case of maybe some youth and teens, they're trying to use it to so-called get high?
It was their number one reason that it's important to properly dispose of expired or leftover medicine. Over 3/4 of parents said, yep, the most important thing that we're doing here is preventing our children and our teens from getting into that medicine, even a little higher than protecting the environment. So I think most parents realize that we want to limit that exposure. It's just, there's no, often there's no signal or trigger to say, aha, today's the day I'm going to do it. I'm going to clean out the medicine cabinet. I'm going to get rid of it. And so we wake up and it's 3 years later and we look at the medicine boxes in our cabinet and they're like, you know, hopefully nobody has anything starting with a 19 anymore, but it's surprising how quickly those medicines can be out of date.
Sarah Clark with us. She is the MOTPOLE co-director and the latest CS Mott Children's Hospital, University of Michigan Health System national poll on children's health is on parent actions around expired and leftover medicine in the home. I think another concern, too, is not just what's in your own home, but if you go to a neighbor's home or grandma's home, especially elderly people who probably have gotten those bottles with the easy off caps, right?
Mm-hmm. Which for them is very good. So that's a good situation where if you're visiting somebody and you, again, if you have the little ones, you want to politely ask grandma and grandpa or aunt and uncle, could we move these up into a cabinet, a closed cabinet, away from any chance of the young ones getting into it? And then the other thing is when you have those older kids, the teens and the young adults, you just want to be aware. And if a family has any concern at all that their teen or young adult, or frankly, any other family member might be thinking of misusing a medication, they could consider getting a safe or doing something else, you know, keep it with the parent, the person who's prescribed it. There's just been a lot of tragic outcomes that come with that experimentation. And so parents really need to be vigilant if they have any concern in that.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what it is about older people, but they love leaving their medicine out. And maybe it's because it's a trigger to take it. They remember because the bottle's sitting there. And because of that, then young kids can easily get into it. So, again, that's a tragedy waiting to happen. I really don't know what the answer is because you want the older person not to forget to take their meds, Sarah.
I do think it's a parent's responsibility. You can't go to grandma and grandpa's and just be like, off duty. Don't have to think about anything.
Good point. And trust me, grandparents will appreciate it when you're still on duty at their house. So 1 in 7 parents have flushed expired or leftover medicine down the toilet or sink. You don't want to really do that. 1 in 5 parents think it is unsafe to take medicine past the expiration date. And nearly half of parents have leftover prescription medicine at home. So this is a hot topic, and I'm glad to see the MOTPOLE looking at this and maybe causing all of us to go and clean out our medicine cabinets and dispose of what's in there that's leftover or old in a responsible way. Great talking with you today. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah Clark, MOTPOLE co-director. For more information about this month's MOTPOLE and past polls, you can see them online at MOTPOLE.org. That's MOTTPOLL.org. This is the Lucy Ann Lance Show on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.